You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
David Seymour has been sworn in as Deputy Prime Minister as per coalition agreements. He'll be taking over from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters. During his first speech as Deputy Prime Minister, Seymour said that the ACT Party would be Labour's worst nightmare. I spoke to Michael Swanson, a PhD candidate in New Zealand politics from the University of Otago, about what this will mean heading forward, what the role of deputy is, and if this will have an impact on the re-election of the current coalition government. What new roles will Seymour undertake as Deputy Prime Minister?
In effect, the Deputy Prime Minister does exactly that. They deputise for the Prime Minister. So when the Prime Minister is not around, whether that means he's travelling or otherwise incapacitated, as we've found at other points in time, they fill in. So David Seymour will effectively chair cabinet meetings, front the media, answer questions in Parliament on behalf of the Prime Minister, in the event the Prime Minister is not able to do so.
And how important is the role of Deputy Prime Minister?
Look, from a constitutional perspective or a day-to-day function perspective, it's not very high level. It's very ceremonial, very symbolic, and it doesn't really come with major requirements. Where it does get interesting is more in the politics of it, because it's promoting someone above the others, so to speak, gives them a pay rise, all of these sorts of things. So it's more for the politics of it, but on the day-to-day sort of function of the job, it doesn't really come with any more power or things that they can do.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters has held this role on multiple different occasions. However, for Seymour, this will be his first time holding this position. What should we expect?
I think expect exactly what you always see from David Seymour. He won't change who he is. We all know at this point exactly who he is and what he stands for, so I wouldn't expect him to change too much at all. And likewise, we haven't really seen Winston Peters temper his personality in those periods where he has been Deputy Prime Minister. I think we have this kind of odd expectation that when these politicians get a new role, somehow their personalities will change, and that just isn't a thing that happens.
During his first speech as Deputy Prime Minister, David Seymour said he would be Labour's worst nightmare. Will he be?
I don't know if he will be. He probably would like to think that what he's doing and the way he does it will cause problems for Labour. I think it is probably a more likely issue for Christopher Luxon and for National, that if he gets greater airtime, is able to, you know, draw some of those people away from National, he's less likely to be a problem for Labour in a political respect anyway.
Have we seen a switchover of deputy prime ministers in the country's history before?
Not in New Zealand, no. We've seen it in other countries around the world. The closest we've come was actually the breakdown between National and New Zealand First in the late 90s. So in that respect we have, but not in this kind of formal agreed way. The way in 1997, I think it was, that happened was more of a breakdown of the coalition, whereas this is a formal part of the coalition that's been agreed to years in advance. So not in this way, no.
And how would this sort of transition work differently compared to the previous breakdown you just mentioned?
So the previous time, of course, was a collapse, effectively, of that coalition, and it led to a change of Prime Minister. So we had Jim Bolger ending up stepping down and Jenny Shipley stepping into the breach. This time round, it is very much just a transition of titles. That last time was a full political issue. This is far more just a functional change of title and a change of who the coalition has agreed will do the job of deputising for the Prime Minister. So in this respect, I think it's going to be a pretty, from a functional side of things anyway, quite a almost boring kind of transition between one leader to another to do that job.
And from your perspective, what has the media coverage on this been like?
I think it's been really interesting to see just how the focus has been on the two people who are transitioning between the jobs, Winston Peters and David Seymour, rather than sort of the bigger picture, which is actually, well, what does this mean within the coalition? What does this mean for relationships more broadly? And what is the Prime Minister's role in all of this. So what I would love to see more talk of is how the Prime Minister goes about actually managing that relationship, because in my view, the bigger question is less around how David Seymour does the job of Deputy Prime Minister, but how that impacts the coalition going forward and how Christopher Luxon manages those relationships and manages to hold together the coalition in the face of what is going to probably the start of a long run into the next election, which is only a year and a bit away now.
So are you essentially saying that this could have a pretty significant impact on Luxon's chance of a re-election or a second term as Prime Minister in the country?
I think it could if relationships start to impact the coalition vote as a whole. And we're already seeing that this week with polling coming out that show some will be starting to look over their shoulder at what's going on. And one of those was National, who have seen over recent months a steady decline in their vote share. And that is bad news for the coalition as a whole. So he'll be looking at that and thinking, how do we maintain the greater proportion of votes so that when 2026 election rolls round, they are not running the risk of being a one-term government.
And if we're referring to the One News Variant poll, the popularity for the ACT Party has dropped by 1%, which is lower than Labour and National. Do you expect this could increase heading into next year's general election with support for the ACT Party?
I think looking at single polls is a challenge. What you want to be doing is looking at the trend, and the trend for both National and ACT isn't as good as they would like. If they continue on that path, then the likes of Labour and the Greens in particular, who have managed to hold up their vote, if not increase in some aspects, will be starting to look and go, you know, we're sitting in a good position, not the best, but a good position. Whereas National and ACT, if they continue down this current trend, we'll be starting to think about, well, we're running the risk of not having enough proportion of the vote to maintain the coalition's position. The other thing is, if ACT continued to drop away, they also give up a bit of that power that they currently probably hold within the coalition as a broad three parties. The other factor here is that New Zealand First have managed to maintain and gain in recent polls, which shows that some of that power shift moves away from ACT to New Zealand First. So whatever happens in 2026, you've got a slightly changing power balance within that coalition and within the parliamentary parties as a whole.
That was the University of Otago's Michael Swanson on David Seymour being sworn in as Deputy Prime Minister and what this will mean for the coalition government's chance of a re-election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.